All right, then let's do it. Let's talk a little bit of entertainment news. As far as, let's start off with the birthdays. Today's birthday list is a hodgepodge of who are they? What do they do? First of all, the most recognizable name on the list is Venus Williams. Of course, tennis star. She's 34 years old. Will Forte. You know the name. You're like, oh, what did he do? He is MacGruber from, of course, Saturday Night Live. He's 44 years old. Jason Patrick, an actor probably best known for Speed 2, Cruise Control. That's one of his biggest hits. 48 years old. Greg Kinnear, 51. Thomas Hayden Church. Remember him? He was Lowell on Wings, and then he was Jack in Sideways. Great role for him, by the way. And now he's the Sandman in the Spider-Man movie. Thomas Hayden Church, 54 years old. Mark Lynn Baker, Cousin Larry on Perfect Strangers. I know, you're going, oh, I remember it. 60. Joe Piscopo, 63 years old. And like we said, Barry Manilow, 71, along with his long-lost twin cousin, Newt Gingrich. So they're both 71 years old. All right, now, interesting aspect that I bring up, and this is probably where I'm going to park on the entertainment news. Leonardo DiCaprio. Leonardo DiCaprio, you know, he is a huge Hollywood name, big global warming advocate. As a matter of fact, he's going to be speaking today at the State Department's Our Ocean Conference. Oh, John Kerry is so happy. DiCaprio will be there. He'll speak immediately following a video introduction by President Obama. They are doing everything they can to stop global warming and save the oceans and do everything they can to save the oceans. Yes, that's what Leo will be doing. So you're asking yourself, well, what has Leo been doing before today, speaking at this great global warming conference? I'll tell you, Leo DiCaprio handpicked 50 ladies, 5-0, to party with during the World Cup. 30 of them were flown in a special, private jet. They were put up in a fancy hotel. Leo rented out an entire nightclub in order to party with them. A friend said he didn't actually cozy up to any one in particular. He seemed keen to have a good time with all of them. And that's not it. He also borrowed the world's fifth largest super yacht, worth about $600 million. It is a 482-foot yacht. It's called the Topaz. You may remember it. I believe this is the boat that was used in Wolf of Wall Street in the scene where he was bribing the federal officials. It's owned, of course, by a sheikh from the United Arab Emirates. But Leo and his 50 lady friends partied on this super yacht.
You want to talk about feminism? What self-respecting woman would be a part of this?
Well,
she's one of 50.
Okay.
Come on.
Yeah, one of 50. That's fine. Hey, it's a chance to, you know, have some fun, rub elbows with the rich and famous, darling. But my point is the hypocrisy. Do you have any idea the carbon footprint?
This is the biggest carbon footprint of all time, right?
You know, it's like, Leo, listen, if you want to be an environmentalist and you want to tout global warming He drives a Prius in Hollywood most of the time. He's been seen driving a Prius. I got it, man. But you know what it is? It's the same thing you do for a living. It's a front. It's a pretend. It's a sham. He pretends to be this environmentalist, but when he has the opportunity, and let's face it, the guy's rolling in green. He's got the opportunity. I do not blame him for renting this yacht and having a blowout party. The guy, I got it. I understand. But please don't tell me that I've got to scrimp and save and sacrifice and take the pain
for global warming. Your carbon footprint or my carbon footprint is infinitely smaller than Leonardo DiCaprio's. Right.
That's why I refer to him as Leo DiCaprio. I don't like the hypocrisy. Tracy Morgan, update. So far, I spent 9 days in critical condition. His recovery is coming along. His rep says, happy to pass along that Tracy Morgan has been upgraded to fair condition, which is a huge improvement. And last but not least, Miss USA. Have you seen her? Not bad on the eyes. Nia Sanchez. She claims to be from Nevada. However, in a interview from a radio station in Carson City, by the way, she was asked, hey, what's the capital of Nevada? Where she's at. She didn't know. She did not know the capital of Nevada.
This happens a lot in beauty pageants. That, for instance, there are some states, like in Texas, to be Miss Texas is very, very competitive.
Sure.
So you might say, well, it's not as competitive as being, say, Miss Rhode Island. Mm-hmm. And, oh, look at that. I've got an aunt or a cousin that lives in Rhode Island.
I can compete there.
I'm going to spend the summer with them, and I'll be there.
Yeah, yeah. I would think she would try Miss Arkansas. I mean, good grief. She's got all her teeth. She's got a huge advantage. Just saying.
Get breaking news from the WSAU newsroom straight to your cell phone. Text NEWS to 39327, and you'll always be up to date. From AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com.